there is a whole movement of bhakti for Lord Shiva, where also there is the aspiration to be surrender servant, and even there is aspiration for being pure servants of Lord Shiva. So how do you understand it? See, there are, firstly, when we say that, say the worshippers of Brahma are in passion, or the worshippers of Shiva are in ignorance, or those who are in ignorance worship Shiva, now we have to understand that any kind of taxonomy is a system of classification, it is never watertight. It is not that, never watertight. It is not that, you know, anybody who is not a worshipper of Shiva, anybody who is not in Tamoguna cannot worship Lord Shiva. The thing is that broadly, the Lord Shiva his appearance, his activities, they are described in such a way, or he acts in such a way, that he attracts even people in Tamoguna. But that does not mean that every single of his worshipper has to be in Tamoguna only. Sometimes, some people may themselves from their previous lives may have overall sattvic orientation. And if they're born in a family which is Shiva worshipper, or if they're born in a place where there's a lot of Shiva worship, then they may start Shiva worship. So individually, there may be people in Sattvaguna also who may be worshipping Lord Shiva. But that may be from various other factors by which they can be worshipped. So it is not that, firstly, that all worshippers of Shiva have to be in Tamaguna only. They can be in various modes. But that is the broad category of who will be attracted to the worship of Lord Shiva. Certainly, as far as the aspiration for pure devotion is concerned to Shiva, there is a huge Shaiva movement. And I said there are Alvars, they are called as Nayanvars. They are also great Shiva saints, Shaivite saints. And they have also sung many compositions and written very beautiful poetry to go and find Lord Shiva. So at one level, we understand that this is also a part of the Vedic program. In the sense that the Devtas are also representative of the Supreme Lord. And they are empowered by the Supreme Lord to become, to be worshipable beings. That's what Krishna says, that tan tam yo yo yam yam tan bhakta shraddha chit chitta satasya achalam shraddha tam eva vidhamyaham. So it is I who give them the faith to, it is I who give them the conviction by which they can become fixed in their devotion. In 7.21 says, whatever they want to worship, whichever form they want to worship, I make their faith strong. So actually, Prabhupada completely adds a full sentence in that translation. He says, I am the super soul present in everyone's heart. Now there is no mention of super soul in that verse at all. Prabhupada is saying, as the super soul present in the heart, I give them conviction. I make their faith strong so that they can worship themselves. So the Vedic program is that, this verse, Madhvacharya explains that actually how Krishna does that, that if somebody wants to worship a particular devata, he arranges for them to get attracted to that sangha and that shastra which will glorify that devata. And that's how their shraddha will become strong. So for those who want to worship Lord Shiva, there is that kind of sangha of Shaivites, there is that kind of shastra, the Shaiva Shiva Purana and other Puranas, and by which they will also become attracted and they will become convinced in that. So this is also a part of the Vedic program for elevation. And as they become devoted to Lord Shiva, it is possible that they will become attracted to him, and Lord Shiva also has the potency to purify. Now he may not have the potency to completely purify of all desires in the sense of ultimately granting liberation, but still, by worshipping him also, people can become purified. And they may also, what to speak of Lord Shiva, sometimes even in this world, there are people who sometimes love selflessly. Isn't it? Most often the love is selfish, but it's not that in principle, selfless love is not possible at all. Sometimes say a mother may be ready to sacrifice her life for a child, or people are ready to sacrifice their love for the nation. We may say it's extended selfishness. But at one level, it does appear selfless. They're ready to give up their things. So the point is that Krishna yadyad vibhuti matsattvam shrimad urjitam evava tatta deva vachattvam utejvamsha sambhav. Everything attractive manifests the spark of Krishna's splendor. But sometimes some spark can manifest such attractive splendor that that people may just get captivated by that. There was a famous American patriot. He said, the only regret in my life is that I have only one life to serve America. See, that was the extent to which, we will say America is just one country, but you know, sometimes Krishna can attract. It is a spark of Krishna's manifestation that is manifesting in an attractive way for that person to become so totally devoted. So if even if for such largely material manifestations people can become so attracted, then what to speak of those who are actually connected with Krishna, those who are servants of Krishna, people can become attracted to them. So that intense selfless devotion or pure devotion or the aspiration for humility and service attitude, that can manifest even towards some devatas. It's not impossible. Prabhupada was asked this question in South India by a judge in Chennai. So Prabhupada said that normally when one goes to a bar, it is for drinking. But sometimes one may go to a bar even to rescue somebody who is drunk over there. but that is exceptional. So he says, normally people who worship Lord Shiva, they are intoxicated by material desires. But sometimes it's possible that some people may worship without the intoxication. They may be pure and they may be worshipping very purely. And sometimes by their association, others may also become pure to some extent. So we can't reduce anything in the material world to only a particular category. That category is a broad defining characteristic. But it is not an absolute limiting characteristic. So in some cases, it is possible that some people may aspire for pure devotion to Krishna. And as I said, this is two ways it is a part of the Vedic system. One way it is a part of the Vedic system because the devatas are empowered to receive worship from Krishna. Krishna himself arranges. And secondly, Krishna manifests. To so many manifestations, he can attract people so much. So why can't he attract through the devatas also? Does that answer your question?
Yes, in addition to the